Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you on Oilers Now. 61 years ago today, a helicopter pilot discovered the wreckage of a plane 100 kilometers north of Cochrane, Ontario. The wreckage contained the body of NHL player Bill Barilko, who had disappeared 11 years earlier on a fishing trip. And that indeed has to be one of the greatest songs ever. First of all, it's a tragically hip. Do they have a bad song? I don't think so. And specific to sport, I mean, it's just a terrific song. First, it's a great song, and it tells a unique story, to say the least, and a lot of people educated in the process as a result of that. So felt it appropriate today to open up with the hip, because you can never go wrong opening up with a hip on a hockey show in Canada. Hey, Brendan, just for fun, are there any other great songs sort of about sport that you can think of off the top of your head? I know that Hurricane by Bob Dylan is a very popular song from the 70s about Reuben Hurricane Carter, who of course was, and Dylan was part of the process to ultimately get him exonerated, but an interesting story. The Hockey Song by Stompin' Tom Connors is a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm. How about Big League Tom Cochran? That's a layup.
That's a layup all day, absolutely. You can jump aboard and text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan at 2E's. And 2 T's, Brendan Escott. Oilers Now brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas. Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Our top story, we have a trade. It does not involve the Edmonton Oilers, but I'm going to tell you right now. A cap, and we'll discuss this coming up with Frank Saravelli for the Horses and Horse Race in Alberta. Top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. I was told that the Philadelphia Flyers were going to be proactive, and the deal is not finalized yet, but a pretty good left-shot defenseman who had a terrible year last year, Ivan Provorov, 2 years left at $6.75 million, has been traded to the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's a three-way deal. It involves the Flyers, the Blue Jackets, and the LA Kings. We had Jody Shelley on the show yesterday, and he was pretty brutally honest in his assessment. He said that there, something could be happening with the Columbus squad. There's some players that might be moved out of there. Well, it looks like they're going to be at, we don't know who, what Columbus has moved yet. Los Angeles has sent out the contracts of Cal Peterson as well as Sean Walker. Walker, $2.6 million right shot defenseman. He's still got term left on his deal. Peterson's got a couple years left at $5 million and lost his starter's job basically last year. We're also hearing reports that the Philadelphia Flyers are potentially moving Carter Hart. There's a potential that Carter Hart could be in play shortly. I was told the Flyers were going to be active. That has come to fruition. I don't think the Flyers, you know what? Provorov and Hart, I don't think the Flyers are done even at that. I think they'll be in on other players as well.
That blows my mind, considering how long it's taken them to get a franchise goaltender. They have one in their grasp. What are they doing?
Well, we got Saravalli coming down the pipe in 23 minutes. He's based in Philadelphia. He's got his sources throughout the league. But it would not surprise me if Carter Hart does end up ultimately getting moved out of there, which was... makes you wonder if they've got a play for another goaltender. We'll have to wait and see. We still don't have the full... There's several of the media that are flying from Las Vegas as we speak to Florida. And they're on flights as this has all taken place. Brendan, this show is called Oilers Now, and there is a perception out there that here's what happens. Edmonton nibbles around the edges, and because you take a look at the body of work the last couple of years. 2 years ago in free agency, they landed Zach Hyman. Pretty significant addition. Changed the complexion of their top six. Can we agree on that?
100%.
Okay. I subsequently found out that Hyman turned down offers, same term length, north of $1 million more than what Edmonton offered. Okay? There were teams, and maybe one of those teams that's just involved in the trade right now. That's gone down on the three-way deal. Okay? Give you a little bit of a hint there. So anyways, the Oilers get Zach Hyman. Free agency gets started in 2021. Then, during the 21-22 season, Evander Kane becomes a free agent. Now, there's a lot of you out there that did not want Edmonton to pick up Evander Kane because you were in on all the different things that have happened in Evander Kane's life, and you just said, you were all there. You witnessed every second of it. And of course, you've lived your own life in a perfectly angelic fashion. So you were morally virtuous and said, there's no chance. I don't want to take a chance on Evander Kane. The Oilers did. They received some criticism, a fair amount of criticism for it. Has it worked out?
I would suggest so. And even still, last night, within the last 12 hours, somebody was in our Twitter mentions talking about the moral compass of that move. And with it, no less with an Oilers-centric display picture, still complaining about the Kane addition. So all right. I don't know where we're at, but what I do know is the hockey team's a lot better with him on it.
All right. So the Oilers negotiated an 8-year extension on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, got him for less than $50 million. Heck, they got him at $41 million, 5.1. They sign Hyman to a 7-year deal at 5.5. They get Kane in for an end of the year deal, then get him extended 4 years at 5.125. That's all fair money for players of that ilk. As it turned out, you have Nugent Hopkins having a 100-point season, 80-point season for Hyman, both in the 30s for goals. Let's face it, would anybody be surprised next year if Evander Kane was healthy from day one? If he plays a full season, does anybody think he won't score 30 goals? I'm telling you right now, he's scoring 30 goals if he's healthy for the year. So they've made these additions. So, you can even go back to sort of getting Nugent Hopkins done, right? But really, that's work from 2021 on. You get the Hyman signed, then you add Kane. Last season, the Campbell signing, okay? Hasn't worked to this point through the first year of the deal, which is not to say it won't, okay? I'm just thinking to myself here, do we know what, if they're saying that Carter Hart's going, what about Merzlichkins in Columbus? We asked about Merzlichkins yesterday. That guy, I'm just going to circle. We're doing two things at once here.
Isn't John Gibson from Pennsylvania? And isn't he trying to get a different look? I don't know that Philly's any better than Anaheim at this point, but.
Anaheim's going to have some exciting players.
Columbus wants a change of scenery, and Carter Hart wants somebody or a group of players that are kind of more along his own timeline.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens here over the next hour because it sounds like stuff ain't done. But back to the Oilers for a second here. You had Hyman, you had Kane, you had Campbell. Didn't work out in the first year of the deal, and then at the deadline, you went out and got a pretty significant addition to Matthias Ekholm. The Vegas Golden Knights are up 2-0. Now, I didn't like how last night's game was officiated, but we both thought Vegas was going to win the series in 5. Let's face it. Okay? If Vegas wins the cup here in 5 or 6 games, we all know which series decided who was, Edmonton was going to beat Dallas. And they would have beat, based on what we see, Florida's playing Mark Stahl on their second pairing. Come on. This was an easy call. Bobrovsky was hot against the Leafs. He was hot against Carolina. Carolina was injured, and the Leafs are the Leafs. give them credit. They got past Tampa Bay in three games that they were outplayed. They're lucky to win. The Leafs were unlucky to have lost all the series before. They were lucky to have beaten Tampa Bay this year. Edmonton's close, man. They're close. But here's the catch, Brendan. I don't know if I buy that it, you know what, you've made a bunch of moves over the last 2 years. Maybe you don't need to do a lot. I think you have to be open to at least having the discussion on potentially making a move. And what's thrown a wrinkle in this, new general manager, let's face it, Philadelphia's under new management. Fletcher's out. They got Daniel Briere and Keith Jones. They're under new management in Philadelphia. Columbus has a new guy that's going to come in as a coach, Babcock, that's going to change the dynamic of that team. You have the Pittsburgh Penguins with a new general manager. I mean, they just made a trade at the deadline to bring in a guy who some people think the Penguins are going to have to buy out. That's Granlund. By the way, if they do buy out Granlund, I'd kick tires on Granlund as a top six forward all day. If he's getting a buy, I'd be stunned. But there's people that believe that Granlund's going to get bought out. So the Penguins are under new management. Toronto with Tree Living is under new management. Okay, Calgary with Conroy, and you have a relatively flat cap, but you have teams that, with new people that want to make an impact. I think we're going to see a little bit more movement than people thought. And usually the league frowns upon the movement occurring during the Stanley Cup final. They did at least wait until an off day. So, away we go. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple different guys out there reporting on the fact that the Flyers are indeed working on a trade for Carter Hart.
I'm just seeing now the Kings are retaining 30% of the salary on Ivan Provorov's part of the deal. Am I reading this correctly? Provorov to Columbus, Walker and Peterson to Philadelphia. Kings will retain 30% of Provorov deal.
Yeah. Peterson has 2 years left. You know who we should get on here? I'll put a call in. We'll get somebody on to explain how this is all going to work and help us out. When we come back in Oilers Now, it's 12:19 in Edmonton. So, yes, I guess what I'm saying to you, I'm going to get your the Oilers have a pretty good team. They have a decent base. But it is incumbent upon them to be relentless to try to improve the team, which may alter. I mean, I think we all know they got their top five forwards, McDavid, Drysdale, RNH, Hyman and Kane. Yamamoto, he's a one-third buyout, has to be considered as an option just if you're doing the math in a flat cap world. Maybe he gets moved, I don't know. But Edmonton's going to have limited cap space. I think McLeod's going to get a 2 or 3 year extension. You know what? Well, with the RFAs and the UFAs, I think we'd all like to see Costin back. Does he price himself out? I don't know. Derek Ryan, Matthias Janmark. You know what? If I was the agents for those players, I'd try to get term, which would knock the price point down. I mentioned Bjugstad in the past. I love Bjugstad. I just don't think Edmonton's going to be able to sign him. You couldn't meet a nicer guy. You never go wrong with a guy from Blaine, Minnesota. I've met two from there in my life, and they're Matt Henricks and Nick Bjugstad, and they're the two of the most decent guys you ever. Down to earth, great guys. On defense, the team is ninth in the league in goals against after Ekholm came aboard when the Oilers played with Ekholm and Bouchard, Nurse and CeCe, and Kulak and Desharnais. Desharnais's got to play better than he did in the playoffs, and Nurse and CeCe have to play better. And Darnell Nurse might need to accept a slightly different role. And sometimes that's hard for guys to do when they're in their first NHL organization. The goaltending situation for a year is the goaltending situation. Now, a year from now, if Campbell doesn't pick it up, you're going to have to look at some different options at that point. And you got to find a way to get Holloway into the everyday lineup as well. We'll get to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing and the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear when we come back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg,
This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Into the Ashley Fine Flores text line at 1224 in Edmonton. Bob, I agree with you on looking at improvement, at improving. One of the things I like the best about Vegas is they're always looking to improve their lineup. I wanted Provorov, but I think the Oilers should look at Carter Hart. Could the team maybe somehow swing out Jack Campbell? That one comes to us from Scott in Calgary. Well, you're 100% right on Vegas. And all you need to know is think about this confluence of events if you're an Oilers fan. Could you imagine that you go and trade a 1, a 2, and a 3 for Thomas Tatar in 2018? Now, your team makes it to the Stanley Cup Final, but Tatar ends up being a healthy scratch. So then you turn Tatar and your previous first round, one of your previous first round picks, they had 3 in the 27 NHL draft at Vegas, which was Nick Suzuki and Tatar, and a second to Montreal for Max Pacioretty. And then, because you're constantly chasing, you get Stone done, you get Pietrangelo done, then you get Eichel done. Now you can't keep Pacioretty, so you give him away for free. Well, guess what? If you win the cup, nobody says anything, and they might win the cup. That's all there is to it. All right, here we go. Into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear. Excited to announce they're opening a women's-only workwear store located 4 doors north on their Direct Workwear location on Gateway Boulevard. Find out more at Direct Workwear's womenswearwear.ca. It is 2-0 for Vegas. Brendan, just before we go to Eclipse, you got any problem with the Tkachuk hit?
Not for a second.
It was, I think, a great hit.
It was, for sure. And you know what? He didn't charge him. There was nothing about the lead up to that that I thought was malicious. The fact that Eichel toe-picked, as he called it, bailed out, as I call it, I think it made it look a lot worse. But
you know what was bad? The call. Why does he get a misconduct there? What the hell are they doing?
I don't, did he?
This is the sort of stuff that lends itself to people having conspiracy theories about the Vegas Golden Knights. So they got screwed as bad as anybody has been screwed in the 2019 playoffs, okay, against San Jose. The refs blew the call. The league admitted they blew the call on Pavelski. It changed the rule in terms of evaluating major penalties. Okay? They sure seem to get a lot of calls. All right, here's Bruce Cassidy's recap of Game 2.
Our start was good. We finished some plays, which helps. Got a big save on the breakaway early. We had a good ozone shift, so it wasn't like they had a big breakdown. It's a good play by them to sneak away. Got the save, and then special teams were good when need them to be. Then you get to 4-0, and you know, after the second period, I think there was parts there we might have lost our competitive edge for some shifts. You got to be real careful of that this time of the year. It's not a January game where the team's moving on to their next opponent, so are we. So we talked about that between periods. And so I liked our game, obviously. There's still things we'll look at that we know we can do better. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a good performance by us. Our guys were ready to play.
Meanwhile, Paul Maurice, the head coach of Florida, had this to say on how they can come back in the series.
No, nothing from the last. I mean, I guess the parts of our game that we know we can improve, we're going to have to get to real fast. There's no doubt about that. We'll have a pretty simple game plan. I don't think it's about scoring goals in this series because I think it's about defending the rush, and we weren't great at that tonight.
All right, 1227 in Edmonton. We head into NHL today. For Elite Promotional Marketing, Drew Schammelhorn and his staff at Elite, your local branded merchandise specialist. They are Edmonton-owned and operated. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here is Brendan Escott.
Stanley Cup Final does shift to Florida now after Vegas did away with the Panthers 7-2 last night. They're up 2-0 in the series. We'll carry Game 3 Thursday night here on 630 CHED. We'll mention Radko Gudas left the game as well after a huge hit or counter hit from Ivan Barbashev, did not return, status up in the air. Sens reportedly exploring trade options for Alex DeBrincat, whose contract expires at the end of next season. Calgary re-signing goaltender Oscar Donsk to a one-year, two-way deal. He backed up Dustin Wolf in the minors last year, did a pretty good job. And a hockey day in Canada held in Victoria, BC next year, Bob.
I'm sure they'll make a reference to Jamie Benn. Will he still be the captain of the Dallas Stars then? 12:28 in Edmonton, off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn at 12:35 for horse racing Alberta. Live thoroughbred racing back at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino every Friday and Saturday. For more information, head to thehorses.com. Daily Faceoffs, Frank Saravalli. This is Oilers Now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.